streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your hosts, Roy and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back.
Good evening, and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd. And our topic is, as always, the streets don't love you back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes. As we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We have a great show for you tonight, so stay tuned in to the hottest radio show worldwide.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the hottest show worldwide. We're definitely in the building tonight, and our guest tonight is going to be Caesar, our Arizona representative, and he's going to be on air tonight. We're going to be speaking on prison reform and other things that he's doing to help move our great state of Arizona forward. So in the meantime, we're going to go to a commercial, and we're going to come back and wait for our great Arizona representative, Mr. Caesar.
Home Smart Success. Home Smart Success. Home Smart Success. Home Smart Success. Yes. Greetings, my beautiful people. If you're looking to find a great deal on a new home, or you're contemplating selling your current home, I had a perfect team for you at Home Smart Success. That's right, I said it. Home Smart Success, you dig? So if you need assistance, all you have to do is contact Mark or Carrie at Home Smart Success, and they will gladly take care of you, all right? And while you're at it, make sure you tell them the streets don't love you back, cinch. But like I said, make sure you contact Mark or Carrie at 602-799-7344, or you can go to www.homebargainplanet.com. And if you need to search homes throughout Phoenix, Arizona, you can also go to www.homebargainplanet.com. All right? Yeah.
What's good, people? This is your R&B pop addiction, Deion Price, and I'm rocking with the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. My new single, Down, is available on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, and any other online store right now. Go get that. Are you down like you say you down?
Yeah, what's really good? It's your boy, Kenny P. Hot new mixtape out right now, man. Highly anticipated. The mixtape, hosted by DJ HD. Let's get it, baby. Do your thing. Mic check 1 2 1 2. It's your boy Kenny Pete, fresh out of Cincinnati, Ohio, and I'm rocking with Boyd and Lucinda at the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. Let's get it, baby. Do your thing.
My life. My life, love all his people. My life, love all his people. My life, love all his people.
I've been praying so hard, pleading with the Lord, but now it's time to take charge. Time to raise the bar. I'm the closest thing to perfect that you've seen thus far. And I got the same spirit that possesses all the stars. And every single line they embrace and then applaud. Magnificent Mac, your boy's a true boss. But I still hit my knees every day just to talk to the man they created me. And I'm trying to ask the crowd what my mind to do it happily. Whoa, I metaphysically grow. From the prayers that I send to the ozone. Talking to the angels while I meditate in a good zone. And be the best that I can be and accept my faults and move on.
Yo, I love man, you, man. Who can be against you? If God loves you, who can be against you? He loves all his people. He loves all his people. My life,
If God loves you, you can be against you. He loves all, he loves all his people. He loves all, he loves all his people.
Bringing hope to the homeless by giving back. The Streets Don't Love You Back. Feed and clothe the homeless the first Sunday of every month. We are in need of food, clothes, underwear, socks, shoes, blankets, backpacks, and personal hygiene products. To get involved, join us at thestreetsdontloveyouback.com or email us at thestreetsdontloveyouback@gmail.com or find us on Facebook at Giving Back to the Homeless. We thank you all for your generous support.
I want to say thank you to the Streets Don't Love You Back. This is a song that I did with my dad. It's about never giving up. My name is Jada, and this is my new song, Bring Up the Lights.
Thank you for all that you do. I love you. I love you with all my heart. Lucinda, thank you for all that you do. Thank God for bringing you in my life. I love you. I love you with all my heart. Lucinda, Lucinda, thank God for all that you do. I love you, I love you with all my heart. I thank God for the journey he gave us. I thank God for the journey he gave us. I'm looking to the sky, I'm looking at the world, I'm turning around, I'm saying thank you, God. I'm turning around, I'm so glad I turned my life around. I'm so glad I turned turned my life around. God is good, God is good. I'm so glad I turned my life around. You gave me good, you gave me love. I'm so glad I turned my life around.
I want to give us pay. Are you looking for a new look and be fresh and hot at the same time? Well, my peeps, check out the Streets Don't Love You Back apparel. T-shirts, thermals, tank tops, sweatshirts, camisoles, hoodies, shorts, fitted caps, leggings, snapback caps, capris, jeans, beanies and scullies, backpacks, and much, much more. The Streets Don't Love You Back apparel for men, women, and children. Log on to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com/page/store-1. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com/page/store-1. The Streets Don't Love You Back apparel, a better way for a new look and be fresh. I look to the hills from where my help come from. Psalms 121. Thank you, Mother, for always teaching me that when times get rough.
I wonder how it feels to be the son of a preacher. We're living in a world with the hustlers and tweakers. What hand to hand sales, avoiding them sales. But you was raised in the ghetto, so you was forced to live in hell. Oh well, never fail, cause one day I find my way out. Hopefully I can escape before the feds come and clean house. Penetrate doors, bat around of course, but it's too late for sure. Now you're praying to the Lord, cause you know your heart is pure. You're just a victim of the Lord, of the neighborhood war. So you're mentally forced, physically remorse to the pain and the suffering. You're trying to make a choice to do better and move forward. Let's go. Yeah.
I look to the hills. I look to the hills where my help comes from. I look to the hills. Oh yeah.
So, yeah. And in 2011, Robert D. Boyd Sr. died a great reverend. And his mango was a seven. Ties with his junior son. And that's when Lil Rob found out about his brothers. And the four he had in prison. But he had never met them. Cause two was doing life. And Sidney came home to an untimely demise. After serving 18 years in the pen, Marble and Christopher began on the right path. But you still need that man, so you don't be out proud. Robbie did 17, it was all because of Wilder. Observe, you may be the preacher of the word, but if you leave your kids behind, it's just a whole lot of nerve. Word, word, Mac.
I look to the hills. I look to the hills where my help comes from. I look to the hills. Oh yeah.
Hello everyone, I have a serious question to ask. Have you been struggling to get yourself motivated into getting better health? Well hey, I have the perfect solution for you on Plexus Worldwide. So make sure you go to robertboyd.myplexusproducts.com. Let me repeat that. robertboyd.myplexusproducts.com. And check out Rob and Lucinda Boyd's online Plexus Slim store. Cause right now they're running a 3-day decision pack special for only $11.95. And this is the opportunity of a lifetime. So make sure you tell your family and your friends so we can all join in and make a toast with the pink drink. Let's get fit. I love y'all. Bless. Hello everyone, I have a serious question to ask. Have you been struggling to get yourself motivated into getting better health? Well hey, I have the perfect solution for you on Plexus Worldwide. So make sure you go to MyPlexusProducts.com. Let me repeat that. RobertBoyd.MyPlexusProducts.com. And check out Rob and Lucinda Boyd's online Plexus Slim store. Because right now they're running a 3-day decision pack special for only $11.95. And this is the opportunity of a lifetime. So make sure you tell your family and your friends so we can all join in and make a toast with the pink drink. Let's get fit. I love y'all. Black.
My sister didn't do meth, and I got her into using it. And I don't know, I just kind of brought her down, and now my sister's pregnant, and she can't quit smoking, and it's really, really bad. She's like 7-8 months pregnant, and she's really tiny still. My name is Kara. I'm 15 years old, and I started doing meth when I was 11. Like, I lived with them, so then my sister was like, I'll try it, I guess. And then we started doing it every single day. I didn't think it had that big effect. I'm like, hey, I'm not hurting anybody. I'm doing it myself, you know. How could me smoking meth hurt that person? You know, they're not smoking it. They're not doing it. But it does. And my niece is a meth baby. My niece is only a year and 5 months old. I don't know. I didn't care if I hurt anybody along the way. I just did what I wanted to do at the time. And it's just, I know I feel really, really bad.
Brought to you by the Arizona Meth Project.
The first time I did meth, I was with my best friend and his mom. I had no idea what it was going to actually end up doing to my life. My name is Russell. I'm 19 years old. I started doing meth when I was 14. I've started at least 3 people that I know on meth, and where they're at right now, they're probably either in jail or I know one's dead. I went from a pretty good student to a dropout. I've ruined relationships, I've stolen from people, my family, I've physically abused them, I mean, the list just goes on. I've wasted a lot of time. I've gone from a person who had enormous potential to a person that had absolutely no potential, because I chose to pick Little White Rock over everything else.
Brought to you by the Arizona Meth Project.
I knew I had hit rock bottom when I started shooting up. That was my lowest point because I just was like totally out of it. I wasn't even there no more. I was just gone. My name is Tanya. I am 15 years old. I'm from Douglas, Arizona. I started using meth when I was 12. Basically, my life was totally destroyed. I mean, I had ran away from home, and so I didn't have nowhere to go. I wore the same clothes every day. Like, I only showered like maybe twice a week. I didn't have nothing left. I mean, nothing at all. I didn't even have no shoes on my feet. I thought I knew everything. I was like, you know, I'm not gonna get addicted to this drug. It's not gonna hurt me at all. I can control myself. But in the long run, it, you know, I couldn't control it. It's like meth controlled me.
Brought to you by the Arizona Meth Project.
Hey, baby. You know we came a very long way together. You've been the strongest thing I've ever seen. No time.
Times on my knees, I look to the sky to rain down on me. Someone heavily, many nights I wish I could fly through the clouds so I can have a conversation with the Most High. I'd ask him, where's my girl? The one you made for me to have eternally in my life. Think I found my girl.
You're my angel, baby. You're just like a falling star. Out of the sky.
and gentlemen, and welcome back to the hottest show worldwide. The streets definitely don't love you back. Unfortunately, tonight, our great representative had a meeting, and we're going to reschedule to have him back on the air. In the meantime, we want to say thank you for tuning in tonight. We want to thank all our viewers that call in every night to hear our guests, and we just want to keep moving forward. And today, me and my wife was able to take DLC, our first batch of books, the Streets Don't Love You Back Life Skill and Invention Program booklet, to start in the prison system here in the state of Arizona. So we're very honored and happy with that. And once again, thank Sarah and the Maricopa Chamber and the whole community of Maricopa for their support in the great award that they gave us. And we were very honored to receive that, the 2017 Nonprofit Award. So thank our great community as well. We want to thank everybody that supports us. Keep moving forward, like we always say. And if you don't know about us, log on to our website, www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.com. Hold on for a few minutes. We have a caller. Hello, caller. You're on
Mr. Air. Boyd, how are you? Cesar Chavez.
Oh, hey. How you doing, my great man? I just was announcing the show, man. I'm glad you was able to call in. So my great Arizona representative, Mr. Cesar, tell the viewers, why are you passionate with working with the Streets Don't Love You Back and our prison reform program?
Well, you know, Rob, it's almost fitting. I just left the session of we had a speaker, the great Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor, and
amen.
The reason why I say it's so fitting is because of the great work that the Streets Don't Love You Back is doing to get prison reform in the state of Arizona. You see, you and I have had vast conversations, Rob, in the sense that in the state of Arizona, being number 48 of investment in education, we invest more in a prisoner than in a student. And that's where it lays the problem, is that we are investing in prisons because they're privatized. Now, if we had prison reform in which we're able to get these individuals out of jail and into society to be able to work, to be able to contribute, and get them educated as many of them want, because you and I both know that the reason why we have such a high level of crime or a high level of incarcerated is because they feel that they were not given the opportunities that other individuals have received. And I'm talking about education. Now, when you have a 9th, 10th grader reading at a second to third grade reading level, obviously they feel inept. They feel that it's their fault, and they feel that they don't have anybody to support them. So what's the easiest way out is to get involved in the streets, get involved in crime, get involved in drugs, which lands them in jail. And I do thank you, Rob and Lucinda, for the great work that you guys are doing in our communities during Thanksgiving, during Christmas. The Streets Don't Love You Back really came into District 29 and provided our families with food, our families with blankets. And thank you very much for caring, for being there for our great state of Arizona.
Hey, we appreciate you, Cesar. And just enlighten people, you know, me and my wife built a relationship with Cesar at the same time at building a relationship with the Senator Catherine Miranda. We both met at the same time. Tell the world about that, Cesar.
Yeah, so we, you know, I'm a great believer of people and things come into place for the right reasons. And we actually met at a fundraiser about three years ago. And I was actually working for now Senator Catherine Miranda. And, you know, never would have thought that I would get involved in politics to where now I am state representative of Legislative District 29 in West Phoenix and South Glendale. And it's those things, like I said, the correct people are put in your path for a reason. And that reason, Rob and Lucinda, is because you guys have been a strong components to the revitalization of neighborhoods in the state of Arizona, here in Phoenix, in Maricopa. And, you know, the relationship that we've built is only getting stronger because the support that you guys offer to my community and other communities is just so valuable.
And we truly appreciate that. You know, we appreciate your support and all of that, you know. And anything else you would like to speak on, Caesar, at what you are helping to move Arizona forward?
Well, you know, we have many pieces of legislation running through both the House and the Senate at the moment. And we really value individuals such as yourself, strong components that are moving Arizona forward. And I have vowed to, you know, do what I can do in order to have more of a progressive state, a state with more inclusivity. And once again, thank you, Rob, for offering me time on your show and for giving me this space.
Hey, we thank you so much, House of Representatives Caesar, for stopping through. And have a great night. And any last words you'd like to tell the fans?
Just thank you. It's very important that we all get involved, that we vote when it's time for elections, that we contribute to our community, that we are involved in the decisions that are being made at all levels of government, whether it's your school board, city, municipality, county, state, federal. It's very important. Involvement, involvement, involvement. Thank you very much, Rob and Lucinda.
Thank you. Have a great night, and God bless.
You too. Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir. Yes, sir. So as we thought we wasn't going to hear from our great House Representative, Mr. Caesar, he tuned in just now. So we want to thank him for tuning in. At first, he didn't think he could log in, but praise God, you was able to hear his involvement in what he's doing to help move Arizona forward. And not just that, what his involvement is to help continuously moving the Streets Don't Love You Back organization forward as well, along with the Streets Don't Love You Back Life Skill Intervention Program. So we want to just thank our House Representative, Mr. Caesar, for tuning in tonight and sharing those words. And God is good. You know, we're studying moving forward. I want to thank my lovely wife and queen for always moving forward as well and putting together this great program to help all people move forward, not just for people that's inmates or felons, just for any and everybody who want to get it right, you know. And this program is taking off like a rocket, and we just want to thank everybody around the country, you know, that supports this organization, supports the program. And I was telling somebody today, it's like it's a men prison that I work very close with in Indiana. And every week, you know, we got someone sending to join the program, you know. So that's to speak volumes by itself. You know, we got the prison in Florida, down in Ocala, Florida, that ladies' prison that moves back and forth with me and my wife's program as well. So it's a lot of different places, you know, that is taking place. Texas, you know, Louisiana, I mean, Tennessee, you know, California, you know. And it's just steady blowing up. And now we're here in our great state of Arizona where we have got it approved. The other prisons, me and my wife just actually send straight to the inmate themselves. But here, a huge victory in our own home state of Arizona where it's been approved to go to any inmate, men or women in any prison in the state of Arizona can receive this program, as well as the program being taught in prisons, but we can send it to individuals as well. So this is a great thing and a great honor for me and my wife, and I'm going to have my wife tune in and say a few words. You know, she's on the line as well. Hey, you there,
Sway? Hi there. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, I'm tuning in via a different city. I'm out working right now. Had to come see a patient. But I caught the tail end of Caesar's interview, and, you know, I'm not sure what all he talked about. But we've also, you know, watched Caesar grow. You know, he was an intern for many years in the House of Representatives, you know, before an intern in the Senate. And, you know, he was Catherine Miranda's intern when we met him. And, you know, and look at him now. He is a House of Representative himself. So, you know, just start somewhere. You know, we all can't start at the top, but start at the bottom and work your way up and see if you really like, you know, what you're going to do, if you like that kind of work. You know, what I wanted to say, you know, we had over the weekend a women's march, and I've been so darn busy, I really wasn't even paying attention or aware of it until Rob told me, and I'm like, well, what are they marching for, you know? But if we could put all of our effort 365 days a year into, you know, the effort that those women put into making signs and going out for just a couple of hours to make a statement, you know, 365 days a year, put in that little bit of effort every day, and we can overcome a lot of things in this country. You know, we can help our youth, and we can have more organizations that do positive things. And, you know, I am so just, I don't know, I'm sure you are too, Rob, and everybody that's listening, just probably sick and tired of hearing all the negative and hearing all the back talk about other politicians and other people. And, you know, a lot of people doing the talking aren't out here doing anything about it. You know, what are you doing in your own town, your own community? What are you doing to make a difference? What are you doing to make a change in your own little corner of the world? You know, we can't change it all. We can't, you know, we're not there. But what are we doing in our house, in our neighborhood, in our city, in our community, in our county, in our state? What are you doing to make a difference? You know, everybody can get out and do a little bit and make our world a better place. We have to quit putting blame on all the other people. Our president is President Trump now. There's nothing that any of us can do to change that. Come back to our respect. Elders, respect, you know, I don't know. I was taught growing up, respect your elders, respect your teachers, respect your leaders from your church, your city, your state, your government, whatever. You know, and we may not always like what they do, but we still need to have that respect as U.S. citizens, as Americans. We need to respect our leaders and pray for them and work with them. You know, like I said, like Caesar probably said, you have to start somewhere. But if you want to make changes in this country, you need to get into legislature. You need to make, you know, you need to get in where you can start helping to make those laws change so that we can change. There's a lot of laws that need to be changed. You know, I understand totally. And that's why we do what we do. So hopefully we can help make a change somewhere in the future with our laws, especially, you know, relating to youth and prison reform and different things like that. So get out there and do something. That's what I got to say.
Yeah, we appreciate the Mrs. weighing in tonight, you know. And it's just basically about moving forward and leaving negativity alone, because you can't change. Negativity don't change nothing. So it's just best to just, you know, do what you need to do to keep moving forward and making a difference in your life and in the world somewhere. Because at the end of the day, when you die, you can't take nothing with you but you. So just bottom line is just do what you can to make a difference out here and stay focused, you know.
That's right.
So with that being said, we're going to go to a commercial, and then we're going to come back and close the show out with any last words from our missus. So we're going to go to a commercial, and we'll be right back.
I want to say thank you to the Streets Don't Love You Back. This is a song that I did with my dad. It's about never giving up. My name is Jada, and this is my new song, Bring Up the Lights.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we just want to say to everybody who supports our organization, we want to thank you. We want to thank everybody who pushes with this prison reform for everybody in prison, men and women, to get an education, life skills, and to help move forward. But we can't help all of them, but we'll educate the ones who want to be educated, you know, which we all know we can't help everybody. But we'll help the ones who want to move forward, which educating them and doing the right thing in that area. Then nobody can't say they ain't educated or, you know, they don't know this and that. So excuses will be off the table. So we want to thank Charles Ryan, the DOC director, for approving the Streets Love Your Back Life Skill Intervention Program. We want to once thank Karen Hellman, that's the director of the reentry program as well, for accepting our program. And want to just thank Senator Steve Smith for calling the meeting with the DOC. You know, that's always going to come up like that because that's exactly what it was. You know, thank Senator Steve Smith for believing in Streets Love Your Back Life Skill Intervention Program and bringing it to Charles Ryan. So we want to give him love, and we want to always thank Senator Catherine Miranda and Mayor Price for coming to the meeting and speaking on behalf of the Streets Love Your Back organization and program. So it's just phenomenal, and thanks once again to Maricopa, Arizona, and the Maricopa Chamber, Sharon and all the members, you know, Sarah and all the members over there for the great, great, you know, Nonprofit of the Year Award. You know, we was really humbled and really honored to receive that, and just want to always thank our great community of Maricopa for that as well. And want to thank Judge Riggs. Want to thank Mayor Price again, Chief Stahl, for allowing our program to be in the Maricopa Courthouse. You know, we can't thank them enough as well. You know, we all started somewhere. You know, we want to thank Senator Miranda again for having our program in District 27, you know. And want to thank Caesar for, you know, working to get our program in his District 29, you know. So we have a lot to be thankful for, and we're just going to keep moving forward and thanking everybody for all their support because we couldn't do it without you. Any last words, honey?
No, I just, just thank everybody for your support. And we're going to need the continued support as we move forward, not only in our state of Arizona, but nationally. And we're already moving in that direction. So we're excited. Excited to keep going.
All right, Dan. So if you would like to learn more about our organization, log on to www.thestreetsdontloveyoubackcom. Learn about all our programs, learn about the Life Skill Intervention Program. If you're in the state of Arizona and you have a loved one in any prison in the state of Arizona, email us their information at thestreetsdontloveyouback@gmail.com, and we'll get them on our list to receive the Streets Love Your Back Life Skill Intervention Program course. So definitely get at us, and if you're not in the state of Arizona and you would like for one of your loved ones to get on the list, also email us, streetsloveyouback@gmail.com, because like my wife says, it's a national thing, you know what I'm saying? But we grateful that our great state of Arizona was the first to implement our program in the press. So with that being said, we're going to play a song, and we're going to close out with that, you know. Peace and love, and God bless.
Good night.
This is a state of emergency. We need to start thinking with our minds and not with our emotions, because we out here dying at an alarming rate.
This that cold, cold world got you walking on eggshells. Sensitivity on high, most dead in brain cells. Waking up in cell blocks, cooking up with no pots. Attitude with no rocks, not a pocket flat broke, no hope. Left a brother dead in the street, I got the babies growing up with no pops. Pistol popping, dope spots, baby mama's not giving a fuck, right? Left the kids alone in the streets, then fed them new Glocks. Taking over new spots, empty out the whole clip. Death becomes a cycle of life, you see the blood drip. Left a brother cold in the head, Lord keep it so real. Bless us all covered in red because it's so real. I feel self-elevated, premeditated. My words are coming scribbling scrolls and hope to save it. Life is not a gamble, telling we gonna make it. We all need knowledge of self, unlock these cages.
It's that cold, cold world I'm living in. I'ma survive cold world, never giving up. Pistols in the air, but shots is what they're giving up. That cold, cold world.
Nah, I don't get into that he say, she say. All caught up and wrapped up in that replay. They got a bunch of shots stuck until they out of sight. Shame to see them destroying such a young life. My society, it'll lock us up and shoot us down. Can't win for losing when you living on a battleground. Fuck around and hear them army tanks coming down. They call it martial law, not everybody lock it down. It's a cold world on the block now. Cause after curfew, I heard he got shot down. It's a sad story, but somebody gotta tell it. Revolution rap with a soul, can you inhale it? Dope on the street, so somebody gotta sell it. They adding you a number, now they calling you a felon. Still, the fight goes on from the streets, I'm yelling. Ain't never seen a change, so fuck what you telling me.
It's cold, cold world I'm living in. I'ma survive cold world, never giving up.